Belgium has just become the first country in the world to remove all age restrictions on euthanasia. The change to the country's existing law on euthanasia means a terminally ill child could ask for the right to die in consultation with doctors and a psychologist. The bill has just passed the Belgian Parliament. Our Europe correspondent Barbara Miller joins us from Brussels. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Chris.
How did the vote go?
It was a very large majority, Chris, 86 in favour, 44 against, and 12 people abstained. That's reflective of broad public support which this move has in Belgian society. Opinion polls suggest around 75% of people support this move to extend euthanasia rights to children. And Belgium, of course, has allowed euthanasia for adults since 2002, and hundreds of people take advantage of that law. But this move to extend to children was more controversial, but that vote clearly reflecting that a large majority are in favour.
And what have those who have opposed the law had to say?
Well, there's been a vocal minority of civil groups, of church groups, of different faiths, saying that this is not a moral move, that it's a slippery slope, that children could see themselves pressured by their parents or by their doctors when they're facing death to end their lives sooner. The proponents of the law say in return this would only apply under very strict conditions. The child would have to show that he or she was capable of understanding what it meant to ask to die. And they say in reality this would apply to just a very few cases a year. Now, I spoke to Karine Brochier. She's with the think tank, the European Institute of Bioethics, and she's sceptical of that claim.
You don't make a law for three people a year. That's really crazy. So the impact of this law, and that is what is embarrassing, what is horrible, I would say, is that this law is going to have an impact on the Belgian mentality. Euthanasia for adults is allowed here in Belgium for 12 years now. And now you will have the law also for children. People are getting used to this idea of euthanasia in order to say, okay, well, if I don't want to live anymore, then I will ask for euthanasia. If I suffer, the answer is euthanasia. The Belgian mentality is in danger.
Do you worry then that more and more children would in effect make use of this law?
You know that supply creates demand. If you offer euthanasia, then some parents might be tempted to act and to ask for euthanasia. Also, doctors, would they try to perform more and more in order to alleviate more and more the pain if they know that if they are asked, they can kill a child?
That's euthanasia opponent Karine Brochier. Briefly, Barbara, when is this law likely to come into effect?
Could be in effect, Chris, in just a matter of months. It's passed its final parliamentary hurdle here. The Senate has already passed it. That's where the bill initiated by an even larger majority. It goes now to King Philippe, Belgium's king. He has to sign it into law, but that is considered to be a mere formality.
That's our Europe correspondent, Barbara Miller.